Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa, Daf Kuf Samach. Picking up at the beginning of the 10th Perek. Mazel Tov, Father, just finished the 9th Perek, and we are now beginning the last Perek in Maseches Bava Basa. So picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zog the Hilge Mishnah. Get Pashut, Eid of Mitocho. This is what we're going to talk about right now. There's a Get Pashut and a Get Mekusher. A Get Pashut means a regular piece of paper, like a smooth piece of paper, if they're right. The Get on one side of it, that's for an Isha or other type of getting, and that is on one side only. Says the Mishnah that a Get in Pashut, Eid of Mitocho, the Edom sign on the inside, on that, right under the, under the, whatever the contents is. Mekusher Edom Micharev, but if it's on Mekusher, that is, so to speak, tied up, and that's done on the outside. What's Mekusher? Mekusher means that it's, you write a line, and then you fold the paper for a line, then you write a line, fold it line, write a line, fold a line, write a line, fold a line, and then we sew up that, you sew it up like that, and they sign on the other side. And the reason we do that, by the way, is for Kohanim, because if they would go ahead, and we know they're very quick to make decisions, and let's say they divorce their wives, they can't take them back afterwards. And in order to stall, they would do get Mekusher, to take time so that they should rethink whether or not they want to get divorced, and maybe they won't. Pashut, in reference to Pashut, Shekosfu Edom Yecharev, if it's a Pashut and the Edom right on the back of it, or Mekushar, Shekosfu Edom Yetochar, and there's Mekushar right on the inside, on the side where the content is, then Shneim Psalm Bosom are going to be Pashut. Bechinim Ben Gamliel, he says, Mekushar Shekosfu Edom Yetochar Kasher. If it's Mekushar, the bound one, and they write and they sign on the inside, it's going to be Kasher, Mepnei Sheyachal Asas Pashut, because they make it to Pashut, untying it and opening it up. I call Minig Medina. Everything goes according to the Minig HaMedina. The Gemara is obviously going to explain what this is talking about. Now, Get Pashut Edom B'Shnayim. Once you get Pashut, the regular straightforward straight Get, then you have two Edom. Over Mekusher B'Shloshet and you three. Pashut Shekasa B'Bo Edom Echad. If you have a Pashut, there's only one Ed. Mekusher Shekasa B'Shnayim. Shnei Edom, and there are two. Shnei Psalm B'Shnayim. Are going to be pasul. Minani Milina. Where do we learn this idea from? That you have these two different types of gittin. Amar b'chanina, the Amar Krok, the pasuk says, Sadus b'kesef yiknu. We saw this way back in the beginning of the Masechta. This pasuk came up, Daf Chav Ches, that they shall buy fields with money, v'kasu v'sefer, and write it on a sefer, in a book, and write it up. V'chasom v'ha'ed edim, and then seal it. And then Edom will come and testify in it. Sadus by Kesef Yiknu, because of a Sefer, when it says that they're going to buy the fields with money and record it in the document, beep, turn the page. Kuf Samachom Abbe Zeh Pasha. That's talking about a Get Pasha, because it says the word over there, Sefer, which is like a Ke'in Sefer that's just open and smooth. V'chasom and seal it, Zeh Mekusher, that's talking about a Get Mekusher, that's tied up. V'o'ed Shnayim, because like we know, we saw, whenever it says the word aid in the singular, it says Gemara in Sota and Daf Beis, says the Rashbam. Kedomer ba'alma, komakam chenemer aid harekan shnayim. Achi yifetcha akasav echad, unless the pasuk tells you specifically, it means one. Kamo shepartacha, lo yakum aid echad be'ish lechol oven, etc. Mechlal, the aid stam harekan shnayim, that's going to be two. So here when it says the word aid, therefore it means that it's two, and that's how you know you got two. Shnayim, and then when it says, sorry, Edom is plural, Shlosha, that is talking about three. Okay, so how does that make sense? Shnayim lepashut, Shlosha Mekusher. Two when it comes to Pashut, three when it's Mekusher. The Eifakana, says the Gemara, maybe I learned it to flip way over there and say that the open one is three and the closed one is two. Mitoshin is Rabbi Biksharv, no, because the fact that it has more Chumrah that you have to go and you have to fold it over, therefore it's Rabbi Edom, you have to have more Edom. It makes sense to say that it's going to be three with the Mekusher. That's one answer. We're going to see a few answers and we're going to knock them all off. Number two is Rav from Amar. He says, we learn from the following. Ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikneh is ha-chosum ha-mitzvah ve'achukim ve'es ha-galoi. I took the document of sale, the sealed one, according to the law, and the statutes, and the revealed one. Ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikneh, I took the document of sale, is ha-pashe. Right? That's the idea of sefer. Es ha-chosum, the one that's sealed, that's mekusher, because it's like sealed, it's like closed up. Ve'es ha-galoi, ze pashe shem mekusher. This is talking about the open part of the Mekusher Shtar. HaMitzvah Chukim, the law and the statutes. Elu Dvar Mishim Bim Pashut, the Mekusher, those are the differences between those two. Okay, so what are the difference? Zayda V'Shnayim, Zayda V'Shlosha. One has two, Edom, one has three. Zayda Mitochov, Zayda Mincharev. This one is on the either on the front, on the face of it. This one is on the back. Ve'Bechadu, maybe it means a flip. No, Mitochov, Shabu, Ksharev, Shabu, Be'edov. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar, he says another Makor, Behachalim from the following. Al Pishnei Oedim, Al Pishlosh Edim Yakum Dafer. By the word of two or three, by the word two witnesses, the word of three witnesses, a matter will be confirmed. Im Tiskayim Edizum Shtayim, if two Edim is enough to be able to Mekayim something. So then, Lom El Parit Lechab Shosh, why say three? Lom El Lechab to tell you, Shtayim the Pashat Shosh Mekusher. Ve'evan Rami means the flip. No, again, Mitoshin Shabbat Lechab, and Shabbat Be'edav. Vahani Lachu Dasu? You're talking these Psukim are coming to bring a riot between a Gbet Pashat and a Get Mekusher. Each thing has its own reason why it's coming. The Tanya was learned way back on Dav Chav Chesam Beis. Sadus because of Yignu, the concept of Sefer Chasam. That's Eitzet Tovah Kamashon. It's an Eitzet good advice. Yirmiyahu was telling the Yidden that she should record all their things in Shtaros because it's going to be difficult to find Edom to prove it when they come back from Golos. And therefore, it's not going to tell you a Makor for anything. Ve'akach Sefer HaMikneh, when it says over that, it's also not a riot to teach about Shtaros, but Hachi Havamaisa. This was the story that happened by the days of Jeremiah. This is when he bought the fields from Chanamel, but it's not a riot. And Abishnei Adam, Abishlosha Edim, Hakish Shlosha Shtam is coming to make a Hekish between three and two. That's within the Plukta, Rebbe Kiva, Rabbanim. That's a Machlokes, Rebbe Kiva, and Rabbanim. In Meseches Makos, says Rishbam, but Meseches Makos, a hakish shlosh shnayim to make a hakish of 3 to 2, just like certain dinim apply with 2, so too applies with 3, and therefore you don't have a raya for these to do anything. Ella mekusher midrabanan. So it's not really the deraisa thing that we're getting from. It's a rabanan. And the Rishbam says, kidding the first time of the command, like we're going to explain the reason for it soon. Ukrai smachta alma, it's just an smachta. In fact, the Gemara of a time of Maya took in a Rabbanim, which is why they do that. Asa da kahane havu, because it's a place where there are all these kohanim. When we got Shanisha, they divorced their wives. So after Rabbanim takanta, they did this takana to be careful. Adachi v'achi miyasu daitayu. In the meantime, they'll calm down because maybe they'll be very upset. Let me divorce my wife. They'll go and they'll do it, and they can't take the wives back afterwards because once a kohen divorces his wife, he can't marry Grusha, even if it's his own wife. And therefore, they set this up to make sure it's going to be harder. Hatin gittin, that makes sense when it comes to gittin when a guy's getting divorced. But shtaros, my glamember, what about with shtaros when there's some sort of loan, a shtar of a loan or something like that? Why do they have get mekusher? The only thing they did is you shouldn't make a distinction between these two things, right? That if you say get mekusher doesn't work by shtaros, by regular deals, people say it doesn't work by getting also. They even want that issue, so it's what you could do also by a loan. Where is it if they didn't go inside? Between one fold and the next fold. Review me bar Abba Amar. He says, in the back of the text, opposite all the texts on the outside. Right? So what they do is, says Rashbam, that they put their chasima on the back. So it should be like the whole, they write it like their long name. You know, like when you have a document, you turn it portrait size and they sign it that way. Right? So you go through the whole thing. Amar le Rami Bar Chama l'Rav Chista. The Rav Huna and Amar b'Kesha l'Kesha. According to him, it says they do it between the folds. Kosaka Daitin b'Kesha l'Kesha migavoy. We assume what it means is between the folds on the inside of the shtar, meaning on the lines that are left blanked by the sofer in the beginning of the shtar. And but we got a bit of a problem with that because there was a mekusher came from a rebbe, from Amar Rebbe, ein zman bazeh. So well, there's no date that's written over here. You have to have a date that's written on it. You have to have a date on the shtar, and they didn't see any date that was over there. So he said, what's going on? Maybe between the folds, that's where it is. Palya v'chazya. So what did he do? He opened it up and he found over there that the taka was, that's where it was. V'mis, and it's really true that people can sign between the folds there, then he would have said, ein zman bazeh v'ein eidim bazeh mibayileh. He didn't say that. It must be that you can't sign in between. Amalei says to him, mi savard bin kesha l'kesha migavai. Do you think it meant between that on the inside? Lo, bin kesha l'kesha migavai. It means between the kesharim on the outside. So Rebbe saw these signatures to the eidim, and he didn't have to go ahead and even mention them in the first place. That's why he mentioned it on the only about the actual date itself. So, yeah. So the way Rav Huna is saying is that the signatures are not on the bottom of the document, but rather on the other side. But aren't we worried? Venechus doma ziyaf because of my debay. Maybe the person he decided to end. He added to the end of the text whatever he wanted. V'chasim isad, and they signed. You know, after they already signed in the back of the document. Says no, the chasim sharir v'kayim. It says firm and established at the end of the text. So therefore, that's a stopping, and we would know that. Anything after is a problem. Venechus doma custom made the boy, maybe whatever he wanted. Vahadar custom shirbi kayim akrini, but another shirbi kayim. Now, chad vishariyim kayim kasunim on the right one. Trey, shariyim kayim, close because we don't read. We don't write. Venechus doma machikli the shirbi kayim, maybe he erased that shirbi kayim that was over there, and then he was, you know, Messiah, whatever he wanted to afterwards. Because of my debay, Vahadar custom shirbi kayim, then he wrote shirbi kayim. After that, we know, Ha'amar of Yochanan, of Yochanan said, Tuluya mkuyemes. Shera, literally a hanging that is mekuyim, that is certified, is going to work. Says Rishbam. Tala sofer, let's say the sofer made a mistake. Vigia, and he fixed it up. Vatala teva oshtayim bein shitul shita. He adds a word or two between the lines. Va'achach kaima v'sofer shtayim. Mekayim den kamosh anu kotzon tevas plonis the beini chiti shor v'kayim. Right, they wrote that whatever is in between these things is shor v'kayim, and therefore. This is going to work because this certification is a proof that this word was written by the sofer. So the holder couldn't have added the words and then forged it because since the certification appears before the word Shirim Mekayim, it's obviously part of the original text that was there. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Samach Aleph. However, if we're dealing with Machak Patzel, something that was erased, that's going to be puzzle. Even though it's certified after it. The Chacham didn't say that it's going to be puzzle. Ella bimkom shir v'kayim, unless it's in a place where shir v'kayim could have been written. Kashir shir v'kayim, and only if it's in the space of something that was the size that shir v'kayim could have actually been written over there. Therefore, there's no reason to be worried that the person is going to erase these words and rewrite them below, you know, when he goes and he adds a mezayif. Because it's going to now make the thing possible. It's not going to work. Okay, my friends, with that, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.